Well, Dr. Natalie Netzler is kindly with us today. Natalie's from Ngāti Rua Nui Ngāti Hauwa, has connections to Ngāti Hāmoa as well. As health leaders from across the Pacific have gathered for the inaugural Indigenous Precision Medicine Symposium to discuss how precision medicine can improve health outcomes for Māori and Pacifica communities. Natalie's a virologist and is kindly with us for a kōrero today. Hey Natalie, tēnā koe, it's me Dale here. Thanks so much for joining us on Radio Wātea. Tuhine, tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Thank you for having me.
Thanks a lot. Precision medicine, might you explain the term first for us please, Natalie?
Absolutely. So precision medicine is all about the right dose of the right drug at the right time for the right person. So I think we would probably, most of us would know that the clinical trials across the world are mostly done on other populations and they're overrepresented by Pākehā and male. And so they're really underrepresented for Indigenous groups such as Māori and Pacific peoples and also for females. So we can't really assume that all these medicines work just as well on us as they do for that population. And so it's really critical that for really serious diseases like cancer, that we make sure that the medicines that we use are at the right dose at the right time for the right person. And just to give a quick analogy that was shared at the symposium by Asiata Professor Satupatia Viali, it's a little bit like going shoe shopping. Imagine you go into a shoe shop and said it's a hospital, but they give you a size 9 shoe and you say, oh, well, sorry, I'm a size 12. And they say, well, this is all we've got. So this is really, precision medicine is about making sure that the diversity of our medicines really fit and are tailor-made the diversity of our peoples.
Well, I guess many of us would think it's one size fits all. Quite obviously, it isn't. Might you give an example here? The shoe store analogy was appropriate, but are we to assume then that our people Māori, our Pacifica Kazis, somebody from Greece may have differing needs when it comes to battling with the same condition?
Exactly. So we're not saying throw everything in your medicine cabinet out because we know most of them will work in the same way. But what we're seeing is evidence of things like things within ourselves where we're seeing that certain drugs, some cancer drugs, some drugs for diabetes, they're not working in the exact same way in our bodies, in Māori and Pacific bodies, as they are in other populations where they've been studied. And so this might not be throwing the drug out altogether, but it might be adjusting the dose. It might be that we hold it in better and maybe there's more side effects, so we need to reduce the dose, or maybe we pump the drug out faster and we actually need a higher dose. And so these are all questions that are really unanswered and more research is needed, but it's really critical that we get this right so that the health inequities that we see already don't widen.
Can you talk to the issue of genomics research, please, for a moment, Natalie? Obviously, there's a way to go before we understand the differences between cultures and body size and histories, I suppose. We're underrepresented in genomics research. Explain that, please, if you'd be kind enough.
Absolutely. So I think one of the key things we should keep in mind is that for all of the genetic studies, the genomic studies worldwide, over 80% are on Pākehā, and then much of the rest of that amount is made up from Asian and African populations. And for Māori and Pacific people, we are really underrepresented in these studies. So that means that we don't really understand what the differences are and where the health gaps are. And I don't want everyone to think that we've got these, you know, so we've done some studies where we've found over 2,000 adaptations in our DNA that show that we are different. These are not adaptations that are seen in any other population in the world. And for some of them, we're seeing some fantastic things. They're like our superpower. Some of them point to things like better eyesight, which I think might have been because of our navigation by the stars for our tīpuna to come here. But then there's other things where we don't know if these impact on our health. We don't know if they impact on the way drugs are carried around our body. We don't know if that means that these drugs do have a one-size-fits-all policy. And so we really need to check and see. But obviously, working with DNA is it's a taonga. It's got to be done in the right way. So we've got to really make sure that there's the right governance around it.
Yeah, I find that really, really intriguing. Natalie Netzler with us today. So the reasons that our people haven't been invited to participate in these sorts of studies and indeed the genomic research, is that because of our hesitancy or the fact that we haven't been invited?
I think it's both, actually. I think for a lot of the historic studies done overseas in these big centres that are really focused on Pākehā, they haven't really invited a lot of Indigenous groups. We have been massively under-recruited and underrepresented. I also think, obviously, anything to do with our DNA, it's taonga, it's whakapapa, it's shared. We don't have that view that it's just our owners. It's shared throughout our community and our tipuna. And so there's a real responsibility to work with this taonga in a way that is uplifting and protective and make sure that we keep the governance here in Aotearoa New Zealand for our own studies. And so we really want to make sure that we participate and that we do it in the right way, in a way that's tika. We wrap the right governance around it so that we are protected, but we're not going to be at a disadvantage as the rest of the world moves towards precision medicine. What we're seeing is that so many other populations are advancing quickly in terms of targeted medicines specifically made for their populations. We have to make sure that we do that here properly for our own people so that those inequities don't widen.
Wow, interesting. Now, the symposium's just been held, obviously had some keynote speakers, and what sort of stuck with you, some of the perspectives that were shared at the forum?
I think one of the things that really struck me is it was a really unusual symposium, and that often these academic symposium and conferences, they're just the researchers or they're just the clinical people or they're just the community, whereas this symposium purposefully wove together all of the expertise of our community voices, our clinical doctors and our researchers to really get in the same waka and go in the same direction for greater efficiency. And I think some of the perspectives from our community voices around the governance and around the way we can do things so that it's tika and we can protect our data, they were the ones that were really at forefront from this particular symposium. And I think what came out of the meeting is there were some really robust discussions around how we can protect this taonga. And we have to keep in mind that some companies like 23andMe or those ancestry companies where people send their DNA to find out their ancestry, that's very interesting, but there's no governance structures around that. Those companies sell on that data, so it's already happening. And so I think one of the main key messages was about mana motuhake, making sure that we are doing it in the right way to protect our taonga and advance our healthcare ourselves.
Yeah, tēnāku. You know, you raise a good point, and I've considered it as well, bearing in mind copper's roadside saliva tests seemingly are in play, not that I've come across them. But I was thinking, would I hesitate? You know, because my DNA represents all who've preceded me, and as you describe it, it is a taonga. So there will be some cultural hesitancy to sharing it with organisations who have traditionally let us down. Government departments, the police, etc. And, you know, in real terms, we need to be mindful of what our DNA is and represents. And that's why this issue of Indigenous data sovereignty, governance and community consent becomes increasingly important. Why are those conversations just as important, do you think, Natalie, as the science itself?
Tanakwe, Dale, exactly. I think what's really critical is that we have to build and maintain the trust of our people, so I think we have to do it ourselves. I don't think we can pass it over to other people. I think we really need to make sure that the communities are the voices that we listen to lead the discussions on data sovereignty, data protection, proper, true, informed consent to make sure that we can keep those protections in place around this taonga. Obviously, we've been let down in the past, and there have been numerous studies where it's been extractive. But what we're trying to do is these studies are led by Māori and our Pacific whanaunga, and so it's making sure that we are interweaving the community voice for the governance. It's not a sort of an academic institution overseeing it. We're making sure that we are involving those community voices to lead us forward, to make sure we're doing it in the right way, in a way that is really tika.
Tēnā koe. Wonderful to speak of this matter. Thank you. And it's certainly tweaked our interest. We'll follow through. But looking beyond the gathering in Apia, what would success look like over the next, say, 5 to 10 years? And how can we, as Māori and Pasifika communities, help shape the future of precision medicine rather than simply respond to it?
Absolutely. I think, you know, medicines take a long time to develop, and research is a long game. But we really hope to see in 5 to 10 years that we'll have a greater understanding of how things like chemotherapy drugs work. Do they really work for us, or do they need to be adjusted in terms of dose? Or perhaps things like a diabetes drug that's the first line off the first cab off the rank. We want to know, is it actually the best one for us, or should we be using a different drug for our people? And so it's really just about putting these, if you come across these studies, if you come across something when you're getting treated and someone asks you about this, if you find out all the information behind it, if you feel like it's being led by Māori and Pacific people and you can really trust in it, then I think there's a message out there that we could contribute to greater health for our mokopuna, and I think that's something that we would all want.
It's been cool having a cordial with you, Natalie. Thanks for repping us in these four and for sharing the importance of the issue. It's not something that we think about every day, but precision medicine, another area that our people are making advances in. And Dr. Natalie Netzler with us today, virologist at Auckland University. Thanks so much for joining us, Natalie. Ngā mihi.
Ngā mihi nui. Thank you, Dale.
Tēnā koe. Thank you.